Welcome back here on Mix 93 WKFJ. Time now to talk to head coach Mel Pearson, brought to you by Aspirus Kiwi. Now 4-1 the final here tonight. A couple of other scores before we get to coach. Ferris State thumping Northern tonight, 7-1. That was down at Big Rapids. And Lake Superior leads UAA by a score of 5-3 right now. Minnesota State and Bemidji State all tied at 1. 4-1 the final here tonight. Coach Pearson with us. And, Coach, congratulations on the win. We're taking care of business at home. We get the win, and we move on to game number 2.
Well, it wasn't maybe the prettiest of games, but the most important thing is to get the win. And I thought we were ready to play, got off to a pretty good start, got the big goal, and had some other chances, didn't finish. Now the game stays close, and I was really impressed with their team. They worked extremely hard, pushed us hard. You know, break here or there. I thought Phoenix had to make a couple huge saves there in the second period to keep the game close. So we're going to have to get ready and then play better tomorrow.
Well, there's no doubt about it. They didn't quit, and once they got that goal, you could see they were really kind of trying to take all the momentum back. And I thought we had timely goals here tonight after Alabama had some great opportunities. Tanner had a couple of timely goals. Blake's goal to make it a 3-goal lead again in the third period. Very big goals.
Yeah, you're right. Even when it's 2-0 in the second period, I talked about Phoenix had to make a couple of very big saves. You know, one that sort of got through and wasn't sure where it was. And, you know, they missed the net a couple times there on really good looks. And then Tanner comes down and scores on the rush. So we did. We got some timely goals tonight. And, you know, I don't think we scored on our best chances. You know, Tanner again walking in on that breakaway. CJ Ike had a great chance in the first period, just had to bury it in the open net. We had a number of scoring chances, but when you don't finish, you know, the game stays tight. You know, I thought our power play got off to a slow start there early in the game, and it just sort of took the momentum away from us, I think, and they got some momentum by killing those penalties off and got some excitement. And but the bottom line is we got the win.
I thought we moved the puck around better in the power play as the night went on. But, again, some credit to Alabama. They did a nice job of blocking some of our shots.
No, they did a great job. You know, I thought, you know, they kept most of the things to the outside. Didn't give me any seam passes or diagonal passes. Power play goal we did score. We just got a puck through and actually outnumbered them at the net, you know. So, but anyway, they did a nice job. You know, it was a big goal for our power play. We have to make some tweaks to it tomorrow to be better. So, like I said, we're going to have to play a better game tomorrow. I mean, they're, you know, if you look at their record and the scores of their games, they've been a much better team on Saturday, and I thought they were good tonight. They worked hard. They're scrappy. You know, they never say die, and they really make it tough on you. They really made us earn those 2 points tonight.
Phoenix Copley was solid in net tonight. Tough game to be a netminder in. I thought he made some big saves. And your thoughts on his play tonight?
No, I thought he played well. Like I said, he made some subtle saves that, you know, you don't think about, you know. But as I'm sure I'm going to watch a game tape, you know, and say, wow, you know, I mean, that was a big save at a key time. And that's what you're looking from your goaltender is maybe when your team's not doing as well or you get running around in your zone a little bit, or on the power play, they get that one chance, and you need that save just to, you know, keep the game in your advantage. And he did that tonight.
Jacob Johnstone, again, I thought played well. What is he doing, Coach, so much better now than he was maybe earlier in this season to not only earn ice time but to take advantage of it?
His speed, you know. You can see his speed. He can get the pucks. He creates some, you know, scoring chances for not only himself, his line mates, because of that speed. And then obviously he scored last weekend, so now you got some confidence. And he's a senior. He's played a lot of hockey. He understands what it takes. And it's good to see him playing well this late in the year.
Well, Coach, I have to ask you, what can you tell us about Alex Patan? We saw the hit. We saw him come back out. Then we didn't see him anymore. Is there anything you can tell us at all?
Yeah, we decided to keep him out just, you know, for precautionary reasons. You know, it'll be a game-time decision, I'm sure, with him tomorrow. So he's in there. He's got good strength, good range of motion with that injury. So, well, we'll just see how he feels tomorrow. But obviously, you know, we missed him tonight, and we had a little shorter bench. And, you know, I think they had a couple guys out too. So, you know, guys got a lot of ice time. Nobody's going to be complaining about ice tonight.
Coach, we have the luxury of having our full roster at our disposal for these games because we are at home. It's a short turnaround with the 5 o'clock start tomorrow. Are you already eyeing up some different changes in the lineup for tomorrow night's game?
Yes, I've already told some players that they will be playing tomorrow, so there's no question. You know, we're going to take advantage of that and get some other people in and get some fresh legs in for tomorrow.
All right, Coach. Well, congratulations on the win. We have a five-game homestand here. We get game one, and now we look forward to tomorrow in another tough game against Alabama.
Well, you know, they're going to show up, and they're going to play hard. And like I said, it looks like they've played better on Saturday. So, and I was impressed with how they played tonight. But we have to be better. We have to set the tone and come out early and play stronger, play smarter, be better with the puck, all those things. You know, be a little bit sharper. I just thought we were a little off tonight.
All right, Coach, congratulations. Thanks for your time, and we'll look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Dirk. Thank you.
All right, Mel Pearson, our conversation with head coach Pearson is brought to you by Aspirus Keweenaw. We'll be back to wrap this one up. The Huskies win it here tonight by a score of 4-1 in front of over 3,000 Husky fans here at the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena.